back from the No Panic Zone. I'm Steve Cooper. God bless America. This is the free speech zone. For as long as we can keep it, it's a free speech zone, I'll tell you that. And we'll do our best. It is Wednesday, January the 13th, 2021. I'll be here as long as they let me. All right? Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, the debate over the new domestic terrorism laws has people like AOC saying no, surprisingly. It's an important thing. Number two, President-elect Joe Biden, who could be pulling the nation together if he actually believed his own message of unity by calling for an end to division and the relentless pursuit of Donald Trump. But he's not doing that. He remains quiet as Democrats go after the commander-in-chief for another impeachment effort today. And number one, speaking of President Trump, he traveled to the southern border yesterday. And by doing so, he took time out to thank those that had worked there, to thank those in law enforcement. Basically, it sounded a lot like a farewell tour, which it is. But I want to share some things with you from that stop. I want to share some things with you about the comments that he made. He says he worked to secure the southern border, and he made it clear he did so with bold initiatives. Let's start with bite number four from the president yesterday, looking at the wall, 450 new miles of it. Here it is.
We instituted a series of historic policy changes to shut down asylum fraud, and that's what we did. This includes the groundbreaking agreement with Mexico known as the Migrant Protection Protocols, or MPP. Under this agreement, if an illegal alien requests asylum, they have to wait in Mexico until their case is heard. They used to wait here, and when they were waiting, they would say bye-bye, and they'd disappear somewhere into our country and essentially would never find them again, would never see them again. This one measure alone ended a humanitarian crisis and saved countless lives, and especially, I have to say, lives from crime.
Lives from crime. Of course, I'm sure that's divisive for telling the truth that criminals cross the border. Human traffickers and smugglers of children and women destined for a life of being passed around and sold. Devastating much of it. But it won't take long for Joe Biden. One of his priorities is to give legal standing to 22 million illegals living in the country. Now, they always say 11 million. As if the number has remained static for the last 25 years. Of course it has not. The truth is, nobody really knows how many illegals are living in the United States. Nobody knows. But thankfully, we didn't count those folks during the census of 2020. The president said, no, we count American citizens. That's the job of the census. The president took time to thank law enforcement. And after the events of a week ago today, it's an important thing to do. You see, it's people that support Donald Trump that primarily support law enforcement. It's Republicans that support law enforcement in greater numbers. Conservatives that support law and order in greater numbers than anyone else. Bite three with the president. Listen to this.
In general, you have earned the everlasting gratitude of our nation. You have no idea how much our nation loves you and respects you. I don't think you do have an idea, but it's true. I only hope and pray that your voice will be heard, honored, heeded, and respected long into the future. God bless you. God bless law enforcement. And God bless America. Thank you very much.
And so the president, as I said, it sounded much like a end of the road tour, which really it is. He has 1 week to go in office. I'm sure he'll do a few more things to irritate the daylights out of the Democrats. You know, he could pardon all sorts of folks. That's what happens at the end of presidential terms. He could let Mike Pence be president for a day and have himself pardoned so that the Democrats could never continue this nonsense and this noise. The path to unity is not to continue to attack the president after he leaves office. There is no benefit to that. Nothing good comes from continuing to attack Donald Trump after he has been president. Nothing. No good comes from it. Gerald Ford knew that. Smart enough to know that with Richard Nixon. Are we wise enough to do the same thing today? One more comment from the president I'd like to share with you. Because I want to share with you a message of healing which the president is delivering when Joe Biden remains silent. Joe Biden said he was going to bring this nation together. The president-elect standing down when he should be on the phone to Nancy Pelosi saying, don't do this. Joe Biden said he wanted to be the president for all Americans. He should be on the phone to Nancy Pelosi saying, don't do this. To Chuck Schumer, Chuck, don't do this. For if you do, you will never get agreement. Today, both political parties are in turmoil internally. You've got the far left wing of the Democrat Party, AOC, and Rashida Tlaib, and some of the newcomers, battling with the old guard, or the really old guard. Steny Hoyer is 81, Nancy Pelosi's 80, the list goes on, Joe Biden's 78. The old guard of the Democrat Party battling with the leftists. And in the Republican Party, the Trump supporters and the non-Trump supporters battling amongst themselves. Maybe the best thing that could happen to America is that both parties would be cut in half. We would have four parties to choose from next time for a president. Maybe we'd have a better opportunity to elect a good president if we had more than two options. In 2024, there's something to consider. But let's wrap up the president's comments with bite number six. Time to heal the nation, he says. Listen.
Millions of our citizens watched on Wednesday as a mob stormed the Capitol and trashed the halls of government. As I have consistently said throughout my administration, we believe in respecting America's history and traditions, not tearing them down. We believe in the rule of law, not in violence or rioting. Now is the time for our nation to heal, and it's time for peace and for calm. Respect for law enforcement and the great people within law enforcement, so many are here, is the foundation of the MAGA agenda. And we're a nation of law, and we're a nation of order.
And for Democrats to continue to attack this president, I suggest you still don't understand. In America, there are millions of people that believe they are forgotten and ignored. Working class people of all races and creeds and backgrounds who feel you only talk to them every 4 years when you want something from them. And then you disappear. Millions of Americans feeling like they are left behind and ignored. The MAGA movement is so much bigger than Donald Trump. Democrats don't seem to understand that. Quick break here on the Steve Gruber Show. We'll be right back.
No matter where you are in life, here's a question to consider. Do you have the right financial advisor to help you navigate where you want to go? An Ameriprise advisor will take the time to truly understand what's important to you and help you prepare for whatever life brings, both the expected and the unexpected, by providing personalized advice based on your goals and needs, and regular reviews along with digital tools to help you stay on track. With an Ameriprise advisor, you can feel more confident, connected, and in control of your financial life. With the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. Call me, Ameriprise Financial Advisor, Craig Stiles, today at 517-483-4893. That's 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
I'm Jim Holcomb, Executive Vice President of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. To say that we are in challenging times is an understatement. Employers and employees are struggling through no fault of their own. But in Michigan, we're tough and we're determined to get through this temporary situation. At the Michigan Chamber, we are working with policymakers at all levels of government to provide the necessary resources for business. We've assembled a coronavirus toolkit at michamber.com. We're providing factual information on unemployment benefits, financial relief resources, and guidance for employers and employees to stay safe. It's clear the business community is leading the way. They're protecting their employees. They're protecting their communities, and they're keeping Michigan economy strong. We'll get through this together. I'm Jim Holcomb from the Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, moving Michigan